we're going to be there so early.
Yeah. So here I am, Nathan, struggling a little bit. Man next to me keeping the stamina up like he used to. I'm struggling here. Malt, how are you finding it so far?
I'm actually enjoying it. Funnily enough, I was training last night and sort of damaged my calf a little bit. So I'm walking wounded, but enjoying it. Yeah, it's good fun. Good fun.
So you passed a late fitness test. I've done the fitness test this morning by having some scrambled eggs this morning. Starting to grit it a little bit, but obviously the start of the day, an amazing turnout for the upbeats, and I knew it was going to be big, but I didn't anticipate how massive it was going to be. There was quite a few people there, weren't there?
Yeah, there is. I did it last year, and I'll do it as long as you know they want me to do it. It's last year was big. This is bigger. It's been absolutely fantastic. What a wonderful turnout. A lot of good, a few old faces, which is really good to see. Some, spoke to a lot of fans, talking to me about trials and tribulations this season. And it's been lovely so far.
And obviously they won last year, didn't they? The beginning of the, did they beat Derby last year? Did they? And obviously we got Brighton today. Obviously we've watched the Crossbar Challenge, and obviously we've got some good players in there. How do you think the boys are going to get on today?
Well, they were magnificent last year. Honestly, they absolutely smashed Derby. I've got to say, it really was a pounding. And
one-sided, wasn't it?
It was very one-sided. And let's hope that Brighton give them a game today, which I expect they will, but that we come out victorious.
And obviously, before we move on to the first team, obviously the fundraising has been pretty amazing so far, and obviously the fundraising is going to stay open for a while longer after this walk, and obviously after the Cheltenham Live this is going to go on. So obviously, just a message out there for everyone to just give what they can to, obviously, because they're self-funded, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's all done by themselves. So anyone listening to this, put your hands in your pocket and give to what is a fantastic cause, and come along and watch. And the more you play a part in it, the more you'll understand how important it is, the more you'll put your hands in your pocket.
Cheers, Moles. And just one final thing on the first team. Looks like we're probably needing maybe one, maybe four or five points to stay up. Do you reckon we're going to do it?
I like to think we will. I think two things I believe will save us is I think there are three or four worse sides, and I think hopefully there won't be enough games for us to get ourselves down there. But having said that, I think we're probably 4 points off the bottom, and we've got a really tough game today that I think we need to get something out of.
Lovely. Cheers. Thanks for that, Moles.
You're welcome, and look after him when he comes back because he's struggling at the moment.
Cheers, Moles. Cheers, Tom.
Stay up here. Don't be slinking back to the back.
All right.
No, you're not all right.